You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The feds should be here tomorrow. Crews from FEMA are set to arrive in the area Thursday to start damage assessments after last weekend's historic floods. Milwaukee County reports over 3,400 properties have already been looked at by local officials, with more than half badly damaged or destroyed. Wisconsin's entire congressional delegation has pushed for quick federal help to support recovery efforts. When FEMA pulls up, they'll be interviewing homeowners, renters, and business owners to get a full picture of the storm's impact. People are being reminded to call 211 to report damage if they haven't already. An $8 billion data center is coming to Port Washington. The city's Common Council last night gave the green light to Vantage Data Centers for the project. The council also annexed nearly 700 acres for the project, which will require big improvements to roads, sewers, and electric power. That'll be paid for by a special tax district. A plan that's been in the works for decades is gaining momentum. Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha are preparing to form a commission to explore passenger rail service in the region. It's called the MARC Passenger Rail Commission and would coordinate planning and apply for federal funding. However, it doesn't mean the cities are committing any money at this point. The goal is to study the potential benefits of rail, like better connections to Chicago, more jobs, and less traffic. It would operate on tracks closer to the larger populations in Racine and Kenosha. A man convicted of homicide nearly 30 years ago has been named the new head of Milwaukee's violence prevention efforts. Mayor Cavalier Johnson chose Adam Procell over three finalists. After serving 25 years in prison, Procell says he has dedicated himself to helping others transition back into society. The mayor's asking the community to trust in Procell and to support his work to make the city safer. As expected, the numbers coming out of West Allis are down for 2025. The Wisconsin State Fair has released attendance numbers for the shortened fair. The loss of a full day, of course, led to a drop in overall attendance. The fair had almost 893,000 visits in 10 days, compared to last year's record-breaking number of 1.1 million over 11 days. State Fair Park and the historic Milwaukee Mile will host IndyCar racing this weekend. That starts on Saturday. You can have your say on Milwaukee County's budget with a final listening session tonight. If you saw an earlier schedule for this event, the location has changed. County Executive David Crawley says it'll be held at the Washington Park Urban Ecology Center instead of the originally planned place. Along with the budget discussion at 6, there will be a resource fair to help people learn about county programs. The yellow was a thanks to DPW. The City of Milwaukee's Department of Public Works got a bright thank you last night as the Hone Bridge threw up yellow in their honor. Crews have been hard at work helping the city recover from historic floods. In a statement, DPW officials say the special recognition comes as a welcome surprise. Dangerous swimming conditions are expected to last along Lake Michigan through tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says to expect high waves and strong rip currents stretching from Kenosha to Sheboygan. People are being warned to stay out of the water and away from piers and breakwalls. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A night game at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game four of the Brewers and Cubs five-game series tonight at Wrigley Field. The crew dropping a pair of losses to the Cubs yesterday in their makeup doubleheader, 6-4, then losing the nightcap 4-1. Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz had to leave the game after an RBI single in the seventh, a ball hitting him in the right knee off a foul tip while he was at bat. Manager Pat Murphy.
Joey had an x-ray, it's negative. It's off his knee, he's got a contusion, bone bruise. That bone bruise is pretty painful, so we'll manage that if we can.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell on back-to-back wins over the Brewers in just one day, getting contributions from just about everyone.
We need the roster to win. We need the whole roster to win. You know, a bunch of guys today, it felt like a lot of guys did something today, and that's why you walk away with two wins.
NFL, the Packers have today off before their joint practice session with the Seahawks tomorrow morning at 10:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you're a fan of sex tapes, this is your lucky day. A&E is about to premiere The Secrets of Celebrity Sex Tapes. Not sure what the secrets would be since it's a sex tape, but A&E has got the scoop. I only hope Bill Curtis is narrating. The series will feature such reluctant public fornicators as Pamela and Tommy Lee, which would have been better if they didn't speak. Colin Farrell, again, you're an actor. Hire a writer. Farrah Abraham, whoever that is, and of course Kim Kardashian, whose performance on said tape is the closest thing she has to actual talent. Let's be honest, the only thing that would have made the Kardashian sex tape better would have been a PG rating. Sources say A&E is still trying to get tabs on the alleged Seth Rogen Marjorie Taylor Greene sex tape, which allegedly happened after a nutty night out on the town. Just to be forthcoming, and as a guy with tons of sex tapes floating around there, I'm just glad I'm not a celebrity right now. The Secrets of Celebrity Sex Tapes drops September 8th on the network that was created to celebrate arts and entertainment. The series finale for And Just Like That was pretty much panned by critics and audiences. Sarah Jessica Parker says she doesn't really care about the reaction, especially from people who hate watch the show. Parker says the show has brought a lot of people together over the years and connected with its audience by telling great stories. And Just Like That was an extension of Sex and the City and ended with Parker's character, Carrie Bradshaw, being at peace with being single. The Duffer Brothers had a good run at Netflix, but that's about to end. Bros Matt and Ross created Stranger Things, which ran for 5 seasons. The 5th and final season will have a staggered release starting November 26th and concluding December 31st, just like their time at Netflix, which technically ends in April of 2026. The Brothers Duffer have just signed a 4-year deal with the very busy Paramount Plus network and are looking to make very big theatrical productions. A bit vague, but expect big things. Are You My First, a show about people looking to lose their virginity with an audience, premiered August 18th. The show is already talking about a second season. Are You My First is the brainchild of Love Island producers and follows 24 to 34-year-olds who are looking to have sex for the first time. For whatever reason, it hasn't happened yet, but for them, a TV show seems like the perfect platform. The show says it won't be afraid to show a real first-time experience and won't shy away from the nitty-gritty details. So that means we can expect to hear lines like, "Ow, your knee is on my hair. Are you sure this is your first time?" And probably a lot of apologizing. One contestant told a beautiful fellow virgin his celebrity crush is William Howard Taft. Professing love for a deceased U.S. president who tipped the scales at 3.5 bills is probably not going to close the deal, and probably explains why he's still a virgin. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point here throughout the day today. Otherwise, partly cloudy. High of 77. Wind will be north to northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, sunny 78. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.